This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sitter from the belt to the plate. A swing and a miss. And that's a winner. That's a winner. A World Series winner for the Cardinals.
Yep, Cardinals, they've won a lot over the course of their, history. Lots of world championships, and the second most, in fact. Only the Yankees have more. And to discuss the new book called 12 Rings, the stories of the St. Louis Cardinals World Championships, Bob Thiemann is in studio with us. Bob, got a copy of the book right here. The thing is awesome. There's a lot in here.
Well, we hope so, yes.
Yeah, there is. It's, got 240 or so pages worth of stories from the World Championship. So when you got that many, pretty easy to write. It's not easy to write a book, but you have a lot of material to work with.
And indeed, the Reedy Press in 2011, actually late 2010, came to a friend of mine, of sports writers, Jim Rogalski, says, can you write a book on the Cardinal 10 World Championships? He said, well, and have it out by Christmas time. Said, well, no, I'm gonna need a co-author. So I got dragged into project, and I've done several books with Reedy since then, but it came out in the spring of 2011, and by the fall it was outdated because the Cardinals won
their 11th World Series, and yet your book is entitled 12 Rings. What's the give?
Well, Jim Rogalski and I really first got together through our mutual interest in expertise in the 1880s St. Louis Brown Stockings, or Browns.
Yeah.
They were in the American Association at the time. They did move into the National League in 1892, but they won four pennants in the American Association in the 80s, and every year they played the National League pennant winner in an early form of the World Series. Now, in 1885, they played the Chicago White Stockings, now known as the Cubs, and the series ended early and in a dispute. Well, the next year, both teams repeated as National League and American Association champs. So they arranged another series, and this time it was going to be for blood. I mean, it was very competitive. They set up a best of seven series, the first time that had ever been done.
Wow.
And they said that the winning team gets all the gate receipts. The losers get nothing. Winner take all series.
Okay.
So it was very, very highly competitive, and a lot of side bets among the players, too. So the Cardinals, it was three games in Chicago. The Cardinals lost two of the three, the Browns, I'm sorry. And they came to St. Louis, and St. Louis won three in a row to take the series. The last game, they won it on a 10th-inning wild pitch. So
wow.
And sending off one of the first of the many great championship celebrations here in St. Louis.
That's an incredible story, and that is the first world championship for the St. Louis, for the franchise that began as the Perfectos and ended up as the Cardinals.
Right. It was, Perfectos in between, but. And it was also the beginning of the Cardinal Cubs rivalry.
Yeah. Now, you've got great stories, great details. You've got a lot of the stats from each of the successive World Series team. I want to ask you, in your opinion, which of those Cardinal rosters of the World Series winners was the best?
I'd have to say 1942.
Yep.
They won 106 games, although they only won the pennant by two games. They had to come from over 10 games behind to catch the Dodgers. That's still the team record for wins. And then they beat the Yankees in the World Series, and that was unbelievable
right.
at the time. The Yankees had been in the World Series the last seven times, and had lost a total of only four games in winning those seven championships. So
that's it's really incredible the amount of good teams, spectacular teams the Cardinals have had, one of their best ever, didn't even win a World Series in 2004. We were just talking about that.
Yes.
That was a great, great team.
It was.
So it's interesting that sometimes you have a team that may not be the best, but they end up winning the World Series anyway. And the Cardinals, it's happened to them before.
Well, it has. Although when it was just the two pennant winners, the two first place teams in the American National League, it was hard to get a team that was not good to win the World Series. But now with the expanded playoffs, it's happened to the Cardinals 06 and 2011, where they were not the best team in the league.
So the 2016, that's the first World Series that the Cardinals
won,
had a left-hander on it by the name of Bill Sherdell, who I contend should be in the Cardinals Hall of Fame.
Well, our local chapter of the Society for American Baseball Research has formally nominated him, actually.
Oh, good.
So we're behind that.
Is he still the winningest left-hander in Cardinal history?
I believe he is.
Yeah.
And he's the game one starter in 1926 and again in 28. So he was the ace of the staff, although they did have Grover Alexander there for a little
while. Bailed him out.
You know, I my first real memories of baseball, like the sorts of memories where I felt like I understood the game, would have been 1985. That was the first. So they didn't win in 85. They didn't win in 87. Right. But I remember them going. I was alive for 1982, and I have a vague memory of it. I knew something was going on. I remember Celebrate Good Times being the song that was playing all over the place. Like I remember that. But historically, in terms of the rest of the world championships, what was that team like compared to the others?
The 82 team?
Yeah.
They were they rejuvenated St. Louis after a decade of not really contending.
Rough. The '70s were rough.
Whitey Herzog, Whitey Ball was was a thing. Everybody in St. Louis embraced it. Everybody else, you know, was tearing their hair out because of all the stolen bases going on. But that team was last in the majors in home runs, and they beat the Milwaukee Brewers in the World Series, who were first in the majors in home runs. So just because that's the old Cardinal adage of pitching and defense and speed that'll win you games, whereas you don't need the power. And St. Louis embraced it big time.
That spongy turf didn't hurt a bit either.
No.
I'm fascinated by, because I think this was one of our better teams, the 67 Cardinals. You had Cepeda, who was the MVP, Gibson in his prime. That was a really good ball club.
It was, and not expected to win the pennant preseason at all, but everything turned out right. Pitching, they had got big contributions from a guy named Dick Hughes and Nelson Bryles that weren't expected at all. They had a youngster named Steve Carlton who was just starting his Hall of Fame career. So suddenly they had all this pitching, and they had a lot of still the same speed and defense with Curt Flood and Lou Brock and the like.
Yeah, Javier could scoot a little bit too.
Definitely.
That was a good team. Tim McCarver finished second in the MVP race that year.
He did.
Cepeda
was a unanimous choice. But McCarver also, he had like .470 in two different World Series, including that one. So
was 64 the year the Phillies collapsed?
64 was the year. That was of all the unexpected titles, that was probably the most unexpected because Cardinals never were in first place until the last week of the season. They won by one game over two different teams, including the Phillies, and had a nice eight-game winning streak in there to get them to first place. So when they won that National League pennant, then beating the Yankees didn't seem that hard. So.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Thiemann is the author of 12 Rings. It's an updated version of 10 Rings, the previous book that he had to update because of the other championships. When you were writing this, was there, and going back to when you first started the project years ago, was there anything about any of these championship teams that you thought was surprising or something you think people should know about one of those teams that maybe we didn't really know or understand at the time?
Well, the 1944 when the Cardinals beat the Browns and the only pennant the Browns ever
streetcar
won.
Streetcar series.
In the World Series, the Cardinals made only one error and the Browns made 10. So, you know, the Cardinals were so seen as a powerhouse, but it was actually their fielding that was the difference in their superiority. So.
It still went seven games.
Six games.
Actually. Oh, okay, sorry.
The Browns, like, struck out 10 times every game in the last three games.
Wow.
So. Bob Thiemann is with us, the author of 12 Rings. Where can people find the book if they want to pick it up?
Oh, anywhere books are sold. It's from Reedy Press, the local publisher. That they get them distributed at all the local bookstores. And actually, then you could also go on Amazon and wherever.
Also, Ron Jacober, part of this book, too.
Yes, Ron
here, KMOX for a long time.
He added some, he didn't write any of the chapters, but he's added some insights, and he and I have cooperated on a couple other books, too, for Reedy. So.
Well, Bob, this is really a cool book,
and
glad to have the updated version of it. 12 Rings, Stories of the St. Louis Cardinals World Championships. We thank you for coming in and talking about the book with us today.
Well, thank you
so much.
Thank you for having me, too. I would like to make one quick plug.
Sure.
Saturday at Forest Park, we're going to have an 1875 rules baseball game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep.
We've had another. The
Just
organizer has been here on KMOX as well. So 1 o'clock for game time, and come on out free if you can. Maybe have to walk a little from the parking lot.
That'll be fun.
But it should be fun.
Thanks, Bob, for coming in.
Well, thank you.
That is Bob Thiemann. The book is called 12 Rings, Stories of the St. Louis Cardinals World Championships.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.